Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting. I'm Verity, host of this, what I think, wonderful show. I hope you also agree that it's a wonderful show, or that could just be me being quite big-headed at this stage. But we are jumping in to answer one of the questions that I get asked most, probably like one of my top five most asked questions that people pose to me is, how much time does it take to run a podcast? So I thought it'd be really useful to do an episode. And obviously this is completely personal to me. Other people are going to have very different run times when it comes to running and creating their podcast and managing it and all the rest of it. But this is how much time it takes for me to run my podcast. So let's dive in with First of all, research up to 30 minutes, I would say, to research most episodes. And I think this is a really important stage, which people don't always consider. You need to research your episodes, regardless of what they are. Make sure you've got the right stats, the right figures, or whatever it is. Make sure that the content, the information you're sharing is correct. So research, I normally only spend up to about 30 minutes. Now, some people might take longer. I will say, not blow my own trumpet or anything, because this sounds very big-headed, I am very fast at researching. I'm very good at keyword research. I have got a lot of CPD study under my belt at this stage, and I've studied to master's level as well, which that's not showing off. It's just saying that I have learned a lot over the years as to how to research quickly and efficiently, basically. So my research, I would say maximum I tend to spend per episode is around 30 minutes. Now, recording, this is one where I save masses of time in comparison to people doing maybe 40 to 60 minute episodes. Is my episodes, they are between the 10 and 20 minute mark. I like them to be around the 10 minute mark, but sometimes I just go over that and I don't want to cut out the information because I think it's really useful and relevant. But recording, I would say on average up to 20 minutes for solo episodes and up to 60 minutes for guest interviews. I always schedule 60 minutes for a guest interview. I don't record for the full 60 minutes, but what I tend to do is I will chat to my guest for about 10, 15 minutes before we record. We will chat for about 30, 40 minutes for the recording, and then I'll do like a 5-10 minutes at the end where we just like have a bit of a chat and catch up with how we thought it went and things, because I don't want to just, you know, throw somebody offline. That's not going to be very nice. So 60 minutes for guest interviews. Editing, this is a bit of a contentious one, because some people will say that it can take up to 3 times the length of a recording time for a podcast to edit it. So if you were taking an hour to record a podcast episode, using that theory, you could be spending up to 3 hours editing that 1 hour of episode. Now, for some podcasts, I completely get that that is 100% what is going to be needed. I listened to a podcast recently. I'm off to New York in 2024. So I found this podcast all about New York, but it's so atmospheric, this podcast, and there's like loads of, you know, background noises and stuff. I can understand how that takes a very long time to edit. And I get it, because it is exceptional audio quality. It's very immersive experience. It's brilliant. However, most podcasts are not at that level in terms of like what their audience needs or what they want or what have you. So to me, I think for most podcasters, spending up to 3 times the length of the time it took to record is a little bit excessive. Personal opinion, obviously. I personally have got that cut right down, and I tend to spend about a 1-to-1 ratio on my recording and editing, meaning that if a podcast episode took me 20 minutes to record a solo episode, I will take about 20 minutes to edit that. If I have recorded 60 minutes of guest footage or audio, I will take around 60 minutes to edit that. I rarely spend longer editing. And you might be thinking, yeah, well, Verity, it's show. But one of the, you know, kind of concepts of this show is that it is raw and ready. And I'm trying to show people that anybody can podcast, and it doesn't have to be hours of tech spec and sitting behind a computer, unless you're recording, obviously. So the point is, you know, my episodes are raw and ready, and they're not overly edited, but that works for my show and that works for my audience as well. It might not work for some people, but as I said, 1-to-1 ratio is what I work to for editing. Promotional content, I tend to only spend, I don't know, maybe about an hour a week planning and sorting out my social content for the week. Now, I do use a tool called Summarize. Now, for Summarize, I throw my episodes into it, And at last count, my last episode that I put through it, it only took 3 minutes to come up with so much promotional content. And I just use that as the basis. I will take the different social media captions that it's created. I'll edit them a bit to make them sound a bit more like me, maybe change the emojis, maybe change the points, add something in, take things away. But the point is, once I've done that, I'll create Canva graphics. I've got templates already set up on Canva. I know that for each episode I release, I want to, or usually, sometimes this doesn't always happen, but I want 2 videos of like 60 second or less clips. And I want maybe 2 graphics, either static or carousel. So I've already got a template in my mind as to what I'm creating. So as I said, most of the time it's just going through Summarize and being like, oh, there's a key quote. Yep, I'm going to use that section as a video, or I'm going to turn it into a graphic or what have you. And then that is, like I said, it's taking me about a maximum of 1 hour a week to put all of those tools together using both Canva and Summarize. And then I've got ongoing promotion and engaging with the community. So I use Twitter a lot to promote my podcast and engage with the podcasting community over there. So I spend most of my time on Twitter. It's why if you send me messages on LinkedIn or Instagram, I take ages to get back, because I'm just not the best at being active on Instagram or LinkedIn. Twitter is mainly where I hang out, or X, as we're calling it now. But that can really take as much time as you would like. I tend to spend maybe about 10-20 minutes a day just scrolling and, you know, contributing random off the wall, you know, off the fly rather, tweets that haven't been scheduled, or to respond to people in the community, answer questions or ask questions, join in a conversation, what have you. But that's as much time as you'd like. Now, there are some additional pointers to consider for time when it comes to running your podcast. And this is heavily linked into whether or not you have guests. So guest booking is the first bit, which will take a little bit of time. Even if you are using a podcast hosting platform such as Captivate, which has already got guest booking section added to it, or if you're using Calendly or any of the other scheduling apps, links, whatever out there, you've still got to spend a little bit of time sending out an email with your link, unless you've got this amazing automation process already down. And by the way, if you don't, check out Lazy Pod Club, because we do actually have videos and masterclasses in there as to how to set up an entire guest booking process, which is just automated and beautiful. And I love it so much. Depending on your budget, there's a way how to do it for free. There's a way how to not do it for free as well. It's beautiful. It's over there. Lazy Pod Club, links down in the show notes. But the point is that you need to set up your guest booking process. And if you're just doing it via email, then that's going to be a lot of back and forth negotiating times, particularly if you're in different time zones. Guest research as well. I always say, find out about your guests before they come on your show. Read their website, go on their social media. If they've got a podcast themselves or a YouTube channel, watch at least a couple of episodes, because you want to get a feel for their style, what it is that they talk about. You don't want them to say something and then you're like, oh, right. And it just like, you know, completely derails the conversation. So do research your guest. And also prep good interview questions. Whenever I go into an interview, I always have at minimum 3 or 4 questions that I want to ask the guest. Now, I might not end up asking all of those questions. It might be that I ask the first question, we go on a tangent, and it's so beautiful and brilliant that actually it opens up a whole other way of talk, you know, a whole other conversation, that I won't need to use my other questions. But other times, having those questions there are just really, really useful prompts, and it helps keep you on track and on topic as well. So I would say make sure that you do prep with a minimum of a few good interview questions to make sure that you know what it is that you're going to be talking about. And it helps with the professionalism. It helps with the direction of the conversation. I have turned up to podcast interviews before and the host has basically turned around to me and said, what do you want to talk about? And I'm there thinking, well, it's your show. What do you want me to talk about? Why, you know? And she's like, and I spoke to one person once and they were like, oh, so which, what questions do you want me to ask you? And I was there thinking, this is a little bit bizarre, but never mind. It was their podcast. I would just say prep thoroughly if you've got guests coming onto your show. But in total, I would then say just adding all of that up. I'm just looking through my notes that I've written. Research, recording, promo. I don't know, because I tend to batch record a lot of my episodes. So like this is the fifth episode that I've batch recorded today. It's going to be my last because I really need a drink. And I need to, you know, stop chatting because otherwise I can forget which order I'm doing everything in. But I would say, I don't know, maybe a couple of hours a week. Once you break down actually all of the recording, the promo, the research, you know, 20 minutes for an episode, another 20 minutes for recording it, maybe making those promotional materials, we're like up to what, an hour and a half at this stage, if I need to research it. Yeah, I'd say maybe 2 hours per week is what I'm dedicating, maybe 2.5 if I'm putting out 2 episodes of that week. But as I said, that is heavily skewed because my episodes are on the shorter side. Obviously, if you've got longer episodes and you've got guests coming on, that is potentially going to be a lot longer. And in all fairness, when I was doing the Confident CEO podcast, when my interviews were 40, 60 minutes long each, and most of them were guests, I would say that I was spending probably about 3 hours per episode by the time you add everything in, including guest research and promo and editing, recording and all of that stuff. I'd say probably 3 hours per episode, but I've really got that down. But like I said, my episodes are a lot shorter, which obviously heavily changes it. I hope though that that has been useful, particularly if you are somebody who has been asking me or is considering how much time does she take doing her podcast or how much time does it take to run a podcast. Those are my approximate timings, I would say. So as I said, as ever, if you found that useful, then please hit those 5 stars on whichever podcast player app you are listening on. If you're not already subscribed to the show as well, make sure that you are subscribed so that this goodness is ready downloaded any time that we release a new episode. Make sure you're subscribed. Otherwise, it is great to have you here as ever. I will see you next time and happy podcasting.